And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by the director of the University of Missouri School of Music, Dr. Julia Gaines. Julia, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure. Always happy to be here.
So we're here. We're on the cusp. Well, actually, I guess we're a day into a brand new semester here at the University of Missouri School of Music. Are you excited?
Oh, my gosh. We have a great semester. As always, we always have great semesters. But boy, you know, every time I look at the concerts as I get ready to talk to you, it gets me all excited again.
So tell us what's going on. I know we've got some really big things going on. You know, the Wind Ensemble just got back. They came in a week early to go with the University Singers on tour in St. Louis. So that's just finished. And they're prepping for a show at the Missouri Music Educators Association.
Yeah, we call it MMEA, okay. Right. Missouri Music Educators Association. This is it's their conference coming up this week. And this is a really prestigious invitation. It is a statewide competition where lots of people submit, lots of colleges, lots of high schools, community groups. They all submit tapes to get selected to present at this conference. It's the MMEA. It's their annual conference. So, but once you play, you don't get to apply for 4 years. So we usually get selected and then we have to wait for 4 years. So it's not like we can do this every year. And this particular year, two of our top ensembles applied and just happened to be accepted. So both the University Singers and the Wind Ensemble, our top vocal and our top instrumental group, get to perform this Thursday, tomorrow. They'll get to play down at the lake.
Fun. What else have we got going on? I mean, beyond, you know, I know it's not super busy over at the School of Music. But.
Sure. Well, once we get, you know, it's really strange to have MMEA hit the very first week of classes because that means the students miss all of their Thursday classes. So sometimes we have a week to prep and then we go down to MMEA, but we probably won't feel like this semester really starts until next week.
Right.
But once we hit February, we have a couple of our standard events coming up. I was telling you off air that I actually get to play in February. So I'm so excited that the Wind Ensemble concert for all juniors in February will feature Dr. Arnes and I on a percussion duo.
How great is that?
So,
picking up the mallets again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get behind the instruments that much anymore, but I'm really excited about this piece. We helped commission it as a percussion duo. So
oh, cool.
We get to feature that. It's a really great concert. We invite, 60 or 70 of the top junior musicians, high school musicians in the state. Mm-hmm. We invite them to come and participate in a weekend with us. Obviously, it's recruiting for us, but it's a really great chance, you know, once we can get them on our campus and in front of our faculty, we've almost got them at that point. So that's what we really love to do.
Well, hopefully you don't have 20 inches of snow when they're here to scare them away.
Don't even say that. No 20 inches of snow. But another thing we're going to do in February, you know, that's one of our events in February, one of many. Our choir got selected for another very prestigious opportunity. So the American Choral Directors Association, ACDA, has an annual conference every year. This year it happens to be in Kansas City, so it was a natural thought process for Dr. Crabb to apply. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, we are one out of 227 groups that applied. We are one out of the 27 that got selected to perform at this conference. So
Right. The
choir, it's a national recognition. Even though it's KC, it's in our state. I want to make sure everybody realizes how prestigious this is. This was a national call for tapes and so thrilled that we were selected.
Yeah,
to
it's a big deal. It's taking over the Kaufman Performing Arts Center for
an
entire weekend.
That's huge great for our students to get play in the Kaufman. Normally that would cost me a fortune. So the fact that we get to do it as part of this conference, the students are just going to love it. They're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. And so you got that coming up. And then the opera is in March.
The opera's in March. And it's going to be about, I think it's the second week of March, maybe right over St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. That's the magic flute.
Hey.
Everybody knows the magic flute. So
it's going to be English as well this time. You guys are doing.
We're doing it in English this time. That's going to be really fun to be able to have that production. It's a funny production.
Oh, it's great.
And so everybody's really going to like that. You know, the week before, though, we are going to make a big deal about our Esterhazy Quartet concert. I believe it's March 4th. were celebrating their 50th anniversary as a quartet.
Wow.
So they're bringing in some special composers. We've commissioned some special music. We'll have a nice reception just to celebrate this faculty achievement that 50 years ago we got to start this university quartet, and they played so much music. You know, lots of personnel changes over those 50 years. But
sure.
Such a great accomplishment to say that we've had a quartet, a faculty quartet. That's research production in music, in, you know, science lingo. This is research production for us. 50 years worth of that is going to be great. So we're really going to celebrate that in early March.
That's really, really cool. And then also you've got the Chancellor's Arts Showcase.
Yeah, so April hits, and you know, it's like every other night there's something. We always have our Chancellor's Arts Showcase in early April, and this year's theme is Mizzou Made. So we're going to focus on those students that have really created something. And we're including visual arts, we're including theater, we're including music. So it will be a real celebration of the arts, which we're very much looking forward to, as usual. Choral Union will be later that month, doing another Requiem. They're going to play with Civic, and okay. They're doing the Mozart Requiem. So that's going to be a really fun experience. And then, you know, before you know it, we're going to be inviting 10,000 students here for State Music Fest. And that always is a wonderful hosting opportunity for us.
It is. It's just a parking nightmare.
It's a parking nightmare. But still, again, remember, when we can get these kids on our campus, that is half the battle.
You got it.
So we're very happy to host that.
And by then they'll be able to see a mostly complete new building.
Well, I'm hoping that I can do tours that weekend when they're here. So this is so cool for me to say, we are entering our very last year of being in Lo Paul Townsend Hillel and McKee. This is our last year in our bad facilities. So the building will be done this year, which, you know, we haven't been able to say for what, 60 years?
Yeah.
So tours will start for me. It's not safe even now. Tours will start for me next month. I'm hoping to be able to offer some tours in April for the public.
Very cool.
Both at our Mizzou Open House Day that we're doing in April and at the State Music Fest. So that'll be fun. And we should have windows up. We should have something looking pretty decent by then. It's supposed to be done October.
Wow.
So we're looking for, you know, nice holiday parties in the new building in December, maybe.
That sounds great. And then we get all finished up, and then it's time to start getting ready for summer semester and Mizzou International Composers Festival.
Yep, it's
and
gonna start
else.
Here before we know it. It just seems a little weird to be talking about this now as we both look out at all this snow.
I know.
So summer is around the corner, but I'm very happy to get some of these performances under our belt right now. Even with snow on the ground, the music will be good for the soul.
Well, this sounds great, and these are great performances. I can't wait. I can't wait to go see the Magic Flute and looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with this 50th anniversary show with the Esterházy Quartet.
Yeah,
that's going to be great.
That should be very cool. I'm very excited about it.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Julia, for coming by. Dr. Julia Gaines, Director of the University of Missouri School of Music.